Kedvach, we're up to Shin Peches, Siv Yud Gimel. Hopefully tonight we might even finish a simen. Mechabe says in Siv Yud Gimel, it's also Labe Mamoine Shomoy Sava Bishamut Labe Gufa Shere Mamoine Royal Yosha. We said this numerous times, we kept on referring to it, but now hopefully Mietzchem will do it properly. Even though you have a right to kill a Moisa, but you have no right to destroy his money or to be mazik his money. Even though it's not permissible to be mazik his money, it's still mutolito mamayno la'atzmai deino otza la'abdai. The is only now allowed to destroy or damage his money, but you're allowed to take it for yourself. We have to know what that means. But let's give a backdrop and explain what's going on here. The Gemara has a machlokes whether you're allowed to be mazik's own Moses' money or not. It's two man yomim above a kamek of yitesum and aleph. One holds it mutter because lo yehim amoyne chamim migufay madoch. You're allowed to kill him. If you're allowed to kill a Moisa, certainly you're allowed to be ma'abid his mom and be yadayim. You're allowed to do it. If you can kill him himself, so of course you can destroy his money. Lo yeim ha-money chamem migufay. We don't pass on like that mandiyama. We pass on like the second mandiyama, and that is that it's us, even though it's a gvaldik ha-kavachayim, aleyim ha-moyne chamim migufay, but the svar of the Gemara says, is duma havalei zara malya. Maybe he'll come out with a good child, he'll have a good offspring, and the pasuk says, yachin rasha v'tzadik yubosh, even though it's not mamish the lashon of the pasuk, but it means, even though this guy is a rasha, and you be'etim mitzad him, you'd be able to destroy his money, but when he'll be niftim yet Hashem, he'll have children who will yashin him. Why are you attacking those children? What did they do wrong? Just because the father was a Moisa doesn't mean that the children should lose out on their Yerusha. So be'etim, even though mitzad the Moisa himself, you'd be allowed to destroy his money, but kidei not to hurt his Yerushim who are going to yashin his money, they said it's also to hurt the Mamon Shel Moisa. And that's how we paskin. As Lav Dafka, the Yerushim, namely his children, Zarim, the Chivas of Rosh says any of his Yashim. That's why if you look at the Mechaba doesn't say Dafka children. Mechaba just says, someone is going to Yashim him. That person is going to Yashim is hopefully not a Moisa. So why are you going to destroy his money? What you're doing is you're depriving those Yashim from their rightful Yerusha. And that's why it's also, so you can kill him, but you can't destroy his money. That's how we paskin. There's a Chuvis Masham Chelik Beis Menchov who entertains, he's mitzadid at least, that this svara that we're afraid of the Yerushim losing out of their Yerusha is not a svara midrais, it's really only a svara midrabanan. Means even this man, the Amahod Be'etzem, you're allowed to do and break his money in Sanah Pran, because mitzad him, he has no moschus in his money. If you can kill him, you can definitely destroy his money. But it's a svara midrabanan not to deprive his Yerushim of Yerusha. But midrais avada would be mota. He has a why he had to say that. But all right. But at least you have a two-man yomer in the Gemara. One has a kavachoy meloyim amaynecham amigufoy, and the other one, the way we paskin, says, no, that you're not allowed to do it because duma haveli zare malya. Okay. But now we have to understand what's really going on here. It's very important. The first man yomer had a kavachoy meloyim. Madoch, you can kill him, you can destroy his money. Well, when could you kill a maysa? When are you allowed to kill a maysa? We had before, really it's a machlek as Rishonim when you're allowed to kill a maysa. According to some Rishonim, it's mavur like that in the Rif, the Rif holds that this machlek is, you want to know where this machlek is going on, the Rif holds that this whole machlek is going on after he already did the maysa mesira. He already did the maysa mesira, and now you would like to damage his money. If them is the machlek is, one man yom holds it's moto, because you have a kavachayim, a madok, you can kill him, you're allowed to be mabed as mamin. And the other man yom says, no, because zarimal, you'll have good offspring. So it's mavu in the Rif that he held that every maysa, even after he did the Maisa Mesir, you're allowed to kill. Had you not have a right to kill him, then you wouldn't have the Kavachayim. What's a Kavachayim? Madok, I can kill him, certainly I could destroy his money. And the Rif learning that this Machlokes is after he did the Maisa Mesir. So Akochok, like to Mordechai, but that's the Rif. Akochok, the Rif holds that you're allowed to kill a Maisa even after he committed his Maisa Mesir. And Mameli, he had the Kavachayim, so too you're allowed to destroy his money. And if them is a machlekes in the Gemara. However, we don't pass in like that. If we pass in Sifir Aleph, Asa Moise Shazamam Umasa is also Larga. You're not allowed to kill him. The whole heta to kill a Moise is en route to his Moise Messiah. On the way to save the Nimsar, to protect the Nimsar, you have a right to do away with the Moise. It's like a roid if you can kill him. But once he did the Moise Messiah, now it's too late. By killing him, you won't prevent, you won't minimize the damage. So then no longer do you have a right to kill him. Asa Moise Shazamam Umasa. Also, you have no right to kill him. So if you have no right to kill him, then Kum Toi said the whole Machlokes of Gemara cannot be talking about after he'd already did the Maisa Mezira. Because there's no Kavachoyma. You don't even have a right to kill him. Certainly you don't have a right. I know, certainly, but you don't have that Kavachoyma. The Kavachoyma was if you could kill him, you could damage his money. No, you can't kill him. After he did the Maisa, you can't kill him. So Kochok must be that the Rambam, the Machaba, the way we paskin, we learned that the Gemara was talking about before he did the Maisa Mesira. When I say we paskin, I mean the Machaba. The Shach, to remind the Elam, in Sivkot Nun Hey, actually paskins like the Rif and other Rishonim, that you're allowed to kill every Maisa even at one time, it's not a problem, you're allowed to kill a Maisa. But we don't paskin like that. The Machaba paskins that you're not allowed to kill him unless he's Mukhzik. So like our Psak, like the Machabit's Psak, you're going to have to teach the Gemara that we're talking about before he did the Maisa Mesira.
Unless he's Mukhzik.
Unless he's muksik. Those are the two ways. Either he's en route to do the Maisa Mesira, or he's muksik. But to remind the Elam, even muksik, the reason why you're allowed to kill a muksik, like the Machaba before, is Shema Yimsa Acherim. Because if he's muksik, that he did this already three times, or two times, whatever it takes to be a chazaka, then we could assume that he's going to continue to do so. So why are you allowed to kill him? Also because it's Kaidim the Maisa Mesira. It's as if it's Kaidim Maisa Mesira. Because I know if he did it so many times in the past, he will definitely do it in the future. So I can kill him to protect the future people he plans on being Maisa. So it's all en route to his Maisa Mesira. Either we see him en route to Maisa Mesira, or as a chazaka that he's always en route to a Maisa Mesira. But it's always only Koidim the Maisa Mesira you're allowed to kill him. So come to us, the whole Kavachim of the Gemara, the whole Gemara could only be talking about before he did the Maisa Mesira, that's when you have a Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes in the Gemara, whether you're allowed to be Mafsed his money. And it's a Tshuvas HaRosh. A Tshuvas HaRosh is Mefurish like that. It's in Simen Lamed Beis, quite a of a klal amid base is dalid. Over there, he says that this whole gemara is only talking about b'shahoyle klimsa. Once he did the ma'isa mesira, avad is also labi m'moyne l'kuliyama. The homa klekes is only on his way to do a ma'isa mesira. Okay, so that's. So now let's just work with this. So like the Machaba, we're talking about. If you want to know what pshat is here, also labi m'moyne shemaisa means it's also labi m'moyne shemaisa. On the way of doing and route to do his ma'isa mesira, you're still not allowed to be ma'abed his money. All right. If you look in the Shach, in Sivkotan Samach Beis, I'm going to skip over to the second part of the Shach for the time being, and I'll get back to the first part later. But it says Venira. You see in the middle of Samach Beis, it says Venira. Venira, Dimisha Mukzak Limsar. Venira, She'ain Dvarav Nishmoin, Rak Makmas Oshoi. If someone who is Mukzak Limsar, and we know that his Dvarav are not Nishmoin, only because he's wealthy, so if he's wealthy, he's able to rub shoulders with the powers that may be. Ukshayani, but if he'll be poor, lo yu dvarim nishmayim, if he'll be poor, he won't be influential anymore. Muta la'abid m'mayna, you're allowed to destroy his money, oy la'moysri la'akim, why? Sherei b'mashim ma'abdin m'maynoi matzila ma'cherim, because with that you are being mamed with his money, you're saving other people. I mean, the Shach understood that this whole makloikis, this whole issa, to be ma'abed, ma'moinoi, is only not kedei lahatzel. But if it will be kedei lahatzel, there's a nimsa about to be killed, and you're standing there, l'sam adam re'echa, the way to save him would be, is to be ma'abed, the moment of the ma'isa, avada, you're supposed to be ma'abed, the moment of the ma'isa, it's mutter, you have a chiv, you have avada, it's poshut, that you're allowed to do that. This whole issa of oslab ha'moin nisha ma'isa is only if it's shaloy ha'manas lahatzel. You still want to take a shot at the guy and destroy his money. But if you, with that, you're going to be saving the Nimsar, avad it's going to be muta to do l'kuliyam. It means even the psak that we pass against also, b'chayagam there would be muta. It's a chiddush.
But how can you have a kal v'chayimer for?
Excellent. Excellent. One second. So, you see that the Shach learned that it's muta latz atzmoy, It's mutter to be mavir mamani kedei lahatzal. If I remind the oilam, we had this shach before as well. There was a Meram in Reisberg was talking about someone who's a mukkah, and there's a shaila whether he's allowed to be moisa him biyarakum. And the daki moisha says, I don't understand what the heta could be, because at worst he could be like a moisa, and it's also la'abed mamani shel moisa. And of that, the shach argues sifkat memhei, and he says two pratim why it's fine. First of all, it's kedei lahatzal, and kedei lahatzal everyone is moid its mutter. The shach lishit. Like he says over here. And the second thing he says over there, it's only a day garmi, and garmi is also mutter, even if we'll see in the first part of the shak. But the shak l'shitasi over there held, like he says over there, that if it's kedei lahatzel, avad it's mutter. And it's not just a shak, there's mashmois of pepulu charift at the end of Baba Kama like this, and it's a chuvis marik, there's a marik hachadoshis, there's a new chalik over there, and simu chavav, the marik says it clearly, much like the shak, that akan homach loikis is only not kedei lahatzel. But if it will be kedei lahatzel, Avadi, it's mutter. Avadi is supposed to save, and there's no problem. You're allowed to be mamabid, mamaynu shemaisa, kadeh lahatzel the nimsa. Now, the million-dollar question is what you were asking. The million-dollar question on the shach, and the marik, shach, bulu karifta is, it makes no sense. The Gemara is coming from a kavul chayma. Madoch, it's mutter. La'abed. Gufay shemaisa. You can kill him. Kosh again, you can be mamaynu shemaisa. That was the kavul chayma of the man, the Amma, who was mater. And we hold it's also, right? So, but when is this whole kavachim in a ge? If the kavachim in a ge, when it's not kedei la'atzel, well, let's see. Are you allowed to kill him? Shalei la'atzel? If you have a mice who's doing a mice mesir, and you want to just kill the mice, if it's not going to help, the nimtz is going to be killed anyway. Are you allowed to kill the mice? Avada not. The only het you have to kill a mice is a midin roidiv. You have alts roidiv state before that you're supposed to try and save the nimsa and kill him. But if it's not kadeh lahatzel afilu, the Ramah says in Siv Yud, even if you could be matzel the nimsa de echemei avarv, you have no right to kill the mice. You have no right to kill the mice, only kadeh lahatzel. Whatever it takes, kadeh lahatzel. That was the whole het to kill. So kumta is a whole kavu chayme could only be b'chai gavno, that madok kadeh lahatzel, you're allowed to kill him, kadeh lahatzel, you're allowed to damage his money. And if them is the second man, the Amma says, no, even B'chai Gavna, you're not, because maybe he'll have Yoshim, who won't be Maisrim, who'll be Tzadikim. You're depriving them of their Yerusha. And if we paskin like that, man, the Amma that asks, but he says, we paskin, it's also even when it's Kedei Latzel. There's no way to get out of this. Bishloima. The shach lishitasei, that the shach learned that there's a heta to kill a moisa stamazo, even after he did the act of mazira, even after one time in Sukkot Nunei, he basnak those rishayim. Good, so there's a new din, you're allowed to kill moisrim. They lost the right to live, you're allowed to kill him. So now I have a madok, you're allowed to kill a moisa for no reason. So too, you're allowed to be Muhammad his money for no reason. And the other man, Yom, said, no, you're not allowed to because you're depriving the Yarshim. Good. But if it will be kedei lahatzel, then even this man, Yom, will hold its mutter. That would be very geshmak. But Lididan, that we paskin, the Machaba, the Shukunoko paskin, that you're not allowed to kill a moisa for no reason. It's only kedei lahatzel. So kumte is the whole kavachim of the Gemara could only have been kedei lahatzel. And of them, state the second man, the way we paskin. It's also to be mabed mamayne. So you see, it's also to be mabed mamayne, even kedei lahatzel. And who is this kasha? Everybody. All the kedei lachreinim are bothered on the shach. How could this be? There's a chuvus avidus a keshuni memches who says, mekoich this, it's al kochuch, that it's also even be kedei lahatzel, because the whole kavachim, the whole heta, the other man was only kedei lahatzel. It's a chuvus ksav soif in your day, kuflan zayin. It's a chuvus avnei neiz and even ezra, simen beis, eischav ches. It's a koivit shurim and psachim. There are a lot of achreinim who ask this kasha, that what's going on? The whole machloikis could only have been kedei la'atzel of them state that it's also. We paskin it's also even kedei la'atzel.
It doesn't make sense, though. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to say that his mom is more clever than his good.
What the Gemara says is that it doesn't make sense. And of them state the second man, the Yoma, that since his Yerushim are going to be deprived of the Yerusha, you now let take away his money. You want to hurt him, that's fine. But why hurt his Yerushim for?
I don't know what it means. What does it mean, the fact that the Yerushim have...
Right. They really don't have a school. That's why I said that maybe the Masham says it's only Midir Rabbanan type of a svara. Good, you have to know. But at least does state, the Etzem HaAlach state that it's also Lab and Mamon Neshamayisah because we don't use this Kavachayma. Even if Kedai Latzel.
He's a young man, right? So he's saying it's more Kedai to deprive them of their father than deprive them of their money.
Correct.
Little kids in his house. Right?
Correct. Because they don't have a schus in their father, but they do have a schus in the ultimate Yerusha that they're going to get. So killing the father doesn't directly hurt the Yerushim, maybe indirectly, but doesn't directly hurt the Yerushim. And mitzad the father, of Moses, he allowed to kill him. Shanking the money, which eventually will be Yerusha, so you're depriving them of their future Yerusha, so you're hurting them.
It could be such a father is not kedai to have.
Why is this different than a regular roidiv? Excellent. So the reason why it's different than a regular roidiv is very well, it's a good kasha. Pasha prat is different because a roidiv is mamish oimid right now to do a maisa killing. A someone who is maisa is not holding by killing. Someone who is maisa is holding by tattletilling on a guy that the guy is taking food stamps and he doesn't deserve it. And now the government's going to be on his trail and start looking into maybe indict him. You know, we'll go one by one. Eventually, ketay michma, you never know where this is going to end up. So Chazal gave a din maisa like a din roidiv. But he's not a full-blown roidiv, right? It's a shtaushis that he'll be a roidiv. But he's not mamish right now, a full-fledged roidiv. So the chai gavno, then you won't have a right to be mafsed his money. If he'll be mamish a roidiv, yeah, then state, you have a kavakoyim. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on a full-fledged roidiv, you're allowed to be mafsed his money. But
is that the way we pass it? You're allowed to be mafsed his money?
A roidiv, yes. But not.
About to go to the government and he's going to give
a government is not a roidiv. It's a moisa.
A moisa?
No, that we pass it. You're not allowed to be mafsed his money. Shomoisa. And if the shak says, kedei latzel is different. You see from the whole Gemara, could have to be kedei latzel.
I'm not very clear what does make kedei lahatzel, but seemingly what the shach is saying is the kedei lahatzel, we're saying that the shtalshlus of a loiser is because it could come to that, he could wind up killing him, so maybe we give him a din of a roidiv. So in that we say ad kan, and this is the kavachomer, but of a zoyv item, not in the money is chus yorshim. But the lesson of the shach over here is saying that this is mamish negay directly to stopping this mesir, so it's not any din of a mamuk.
It's like any other moisa. The shach's not talking about a special moisa, it's talking about a regular moisa. Someone who is a moisa, if you could make him an oni leidverb nishmaim, is mutla mamayna, because that wasn't a pshat in the Gemara. And if em frek ala chreinim, the whole Gemara is only kadeh lazak. The moisa is that, like I said, that the shach is the shitasi before to answer padaki moisha's kashin of Maram Marisberg. That the daki moisha asked the Maram Marisberg, how you allowed to be moisa to the government? It's asalabim mamayna shom moisa. And the shach says, what do you mean? It's kadeh lahatel lishani. Does that mean from the Daki Moshe? The Daki Moshe holds that even Kadei La'atzel, it would be Asa. And we prove this is not only that Daki Moshe, it's really a Chuvus Marach or Zeruah, which we discussed when we're doing over there that Shach. A Chuvus Marach or Zeruah also asked the Daki Moshe's Kasha and didn't have the Shach's Teres at Kadei La'atzel Lishani and was clear in the Chuvus Kadei La'atzel. You see that the Marach or Zeruah also held that Kadei La'atzel, it's Asa La'abe Mamoinu Shamaisa. And not to get Moshe nervous, we mean it's Asa, you're trying to save a person. So I can say, it doesn't mean that it's Asa to do. Maybe you're supposed to do it kedel atzel, but it means you got to pay for it. It means you don't have a right, you don't have a heta, you don't have a patur on his money that you're allowed to destroy his money. You want to be matzel and nimza, good, so be mazek amenas l'shalim, do something kedel atzel konis tefoshes, maybe we could talk. But be'etzem, it states over there, and it's mavun and marach hazeruah, and the daki moisha, that it's taka also even kedel atzel. Now, as garmi is going to be another shmuz, we're going to get to garmi shortly, but at least kedel atzel does state in the marach hazeruah and the daki moisha that's it also, which is Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Maisa is, we had a Ramon Sif test. The Ramon says if someone's being Maisa you, and you have the ability to be Maisa him back, to stop him, preventing from him being Maisa you, the Ramon says you're allowed to do it. But if it's an Efshel, then the Ramon says, Yechayev, it's Kishnaim Shemosa Zeazev, Vekom Mishiv Zechaver Yoyse, it's Chayev L'shalim. But if it's going to help you to stop him and you have no other bray, this is the way to do it, the Ramah holds it's mutter to do.
You
don't have to pay. I frekt the goyin. What do you mean? It's asa l'abim amoynu shomaisa. So why over there is it mutter? What's going on? So the goyin says over there in Sifkotin Nun test, we discuss this. The same teretz of the shach. That's talking about b'she'im matzal animsa. But here, aval hatzal atzmai vadi muta domitam roidifu. But to be latzal atzmai avad is going to be muta, it's not a problem. So seemingly the goyin is learning up shach in the Ramah, just like the shach, that kedei lahatzal is something different. Kedei lahatzal is a p'tor. The problem is, that's very nice, but the Ramah himself, the Daki Moshe himself, clearly doesn't hold it. It's teretz. So what's the Ramah doing over here, bringing this halacha down, which we discussed? So I suggested last time, and that is that ad kan is the whole machlokes whether you're allowed to be ma'abed mamayna shamaisa, even if it's kedei la'atzel, was for a third party, a good Samaritan. He wants to save a nimsa, so he's now allowed to do it, even if it's kedei la'atzel, he's now allowed to do it. Shalom anasal shalim. However, the Bailim himself, the Nimsa himself, Kedei Lahatzel Atzmai, in order to save himself, Avadi, he's allowed to save himself by destroying by being mazik the moment of the moisa. Kedei lahatzel atzma is different. It's only kedei lahatzel acherim, kedei lahatzel a nimsa, a third party, you now let it be mabim mamon eshom moisa. But the nimsa himself is avada allowed to do it. As I suggested last time. Baruch Hashem, since then I found as a mefush chuvis tashbats and chelik beiz simukhavov, he says this chelik. That adkan the whole makloikis is when it's somebody else trying to be matzel. But the nimsa himself, avad, is going to be mutter to be lahatzel. So come to Isa, chinu ladin, that's the Ramah. The Ramah talking about the nimsa himself, so he's allowed to do it. But we're talking about a third party. And in a third party, it's taka osala abid memaino, even if it's kedei lahatzel.
The Lashon of the
Gain, yes, I had that Lashon of the Gain also. He says in La'atzel, but the only thing is, what do you have to say? Hasim b'she'ein matzel hanimsa atzmei b'zeh. Stam, you should say, Hasim, it's talking, even if he's nitzel, but it's talking about a third party. I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm asking, the end is for sure like us, but the beginning, Hasim b'she'ein matzel hanimsa atzmei b'zeh, he could have just said easy, it's talking about a third party, but maybe it calls a nichnis in his Lashon. It means, It's not himself. But he's not being matalatzma, so then it'll be also. Oh, yeah, okay, good. Maybe the going says it. Okay, I grant it. But at least you have a true. And at Batsim, if you recall, in the Marachazaru, we had a problem last time also. The Marachazaru had a cheshbin. That so other people would be potter because mitzad atakon, and we had a problem. But so how did you work mitzad the nimsa? I think Yitzchok asked the shayla, whatever it was. But like this is very geschmack because the nimsa himself always has a ptur to do it. He always is allowed to be mabe mamaynay. The whole shayla of the gemara is only on the third party. Okay, now just as another note is that even by a third party, which we say it's osel abe mamaynay shomaisa, even kedei lahatzel is only if. It's only if that the only way to save the guy would be to be ma'abid ma'mayna shamaisa of them state, you have no heta to be ma'abid ma'mayna shamaisa even kadei la'atza. But what happens if you're about to kill the ma'isa? You have an easier way to save him. Just shoot him, kill him, and you're going to save him. Now, if you have the ability to kill the ma'isa, so now, if you ask me, I will tell you to be mafsed his money and don't kill him. Just like every roidiv, you're not allowed to kill a roidiv if it's efshel atzila becha me'avarov. So to hear, you should damage his money, not kedei lahatzel the nimsa, because that you don't have a right to do. But the reason why you should damage his money is because if not, what's your other choice? You're going to kill the ma'isa. Well, else the ma'isa, if you ask the ma'isa, what's better for him, to be killed or to lose his money? He'd rather lose his money, even if it's depriving his yoshim. Even about depriving his yoshim. No. But that's what I'm saying. I think it's a dover poshet that just like it's efshel atzila becha me'avarov, like the Mamre Rizberg said also there, he's mesupik, which is better to be mafsed his money or to take away an eva. But that's for sure, to be memayit his hefsid, avadi should be mafsed his money. What we're talking about is you don't have the ability to kill. So the only way to save is through being mafsed his money. Of them shay, it's osa la'abed mamayna shomaisa. Mechab is very sasim. Very sasim. I'm asking. So I could tell you that maybe, just to get out of your diik, is maybe that the Mechab is talking about someone who is muksek limsar. So on already has a cheskesim, so which we're going to see later on in Sifte Zvav, Be'etzim no longer has a din to be matzal his guf. You don't have a chiv to save him anymore. So once you don't have a chiv to save him, could be you're not mechiv to minimize his damage either. Just like you have a din meridim, okay, we're going to see, so it's all to here. But a regular first-time ma'isa, where you bet him supposed to be being matzal achmiyavar, like the ramatza and sif yod, the chay is supposed to be matzal ayidei his hefsed money as well. All right, let's continue. We have a lot here tonight, and I still want to finish the simon. Let's go to the beginning of sif kot and samik beis in the shak. That which is said, also labim mamayna shomaisa biyad, so the shak, you should know, avayidei gromo igarmi it's moto. You're allowed to be matzal ayidei garmi. Two b'shem ba'alit or Marie Vial. The problem is that no one has this ba'alit except for the Torah. We looked it up, and Akhrenet, no one had. They all quoted b'shem the two b'shem ba'alit. V'limsa mamayne la'akam. However, to do it ayidei mesira, so you would say lachar it's mutter because it's only garmi. I'm not being mazam. I'm telling the official on him. I'm telling the police, the DA on him. So it's also only garmi. There also ken kas mashal. That's worse. To be mazay ayidei garmi is fine because that's not b'yadayim. But to do it ayidei Mesira, that's worse.
What's the case of Garmi then?
Garmi? You have other times you do a gamba. You throw his kalim off the roof, and it's karam v'kisasayis, and you pull away the karam v'kisasayis. It's only gamba. You say shtoresav shakaver is gamba. The lot of mazik shibudu shakaver is only gamba. The lot of cases of a gamba. Normally, but not by this guy. But this guy was a maisa. You're allowed to be mafsa this moment, even the maisa. You're allowed to be mafsa this moment if it's aide gamba, but not to be maisa.
Why is
gamba
make you?
Why is gamba make it better? So the truth is, Kam Seifin Kufnandala wants to suggest that it's like a gamba de gamba. Because Batsim, the fact that this whole story that the Yoshim are entitled to Yerusha, I mean, come on, it doesn't belong to the Yoshim yet, it belongs to the father. No, it's like a Garmi that eventually is going to come to the Yoshim. And now you're only doing that Aide Garmi. So he says it's like a Garmi de Garmi. So Garmi de Garmi, it's also a Shai Garmi de Garmi. But good, that would be like a Main, that type of a son, that's why Garmi is better. That's what he says. But if you're going to do a Maisa Mesira, that's going to be worse. Now, the truth in that is the Chuvah Tashbats, same Chuvah, Chelik Beisim Chav, is mavur that you're allowed to do aide gami even aide mesira, and beitzim this din of the mashal wrote in his chuvis as well. I believe it's simon yud aleph, and the Ramon is chuvis yud zayin. It's masik on the chuvis mashal, and says he doesn't see an even aide mesira is still no better than gami. Why is the mashal asking mesir? Mesir is still only gami in the state that aide gami it's muta. So he holds that if you hold aide gami it's muta, it's going to be muta even aide mesira. So you have a tashbats and you have a Chuvis Ramah, and Be'etzem, it's a pella on the shak. Why did the shak bring down the mashal so innocently? He himself said, Faket. In Sivkot Memhei, when the Daki Moshe had a kasha with the Mukim Meram about Mukah, how you're allowed to snitch on him to the government, it's us, Laba Mamayna Shamaisa. The shak's teretz was one, Kedei Lahatzel, good. And second was, it's only Adi Garmi, so it's Mutter. What do you mean? Over there, it's also Mesira. How do you tell me it's Aide Gami? And the Ma'i, you see that the Shaykh held that Aide Gami, it's Mut, even Aide Amaisa Mesira. Not like what he's quoting here from the Mashal. It's a shtick of Steiris Shaykh. But good. But that, you have Kama Achrenim argue the Mashal and hold even Aide Mesira, it's going to be Mutter. Now, there's a Chuvis Sefer Yeshua, Psakim Uksavim, in Shunan Dalid, he asked a Paul on this halacha. How could the Shaykh say, or how could the two Bishim Balit, or whatever, how could they say that Aide Gami is Mutter? So getting back to the Ramah Siftes, Ramah says that if someone's being moisa you, to protect yourself, you're allowed to be moisa him back. But if you could do it efshe latilo be'echa me'evara, with efshe latilo, that's not the lotion, sorry, efshe latilo atzum be'derech acher, then you're now allowed to do it, and if you do it, it's like shnayim sheziku zezeh, and you're going to be chayiv. That's what the Ramah says. Frek to say for Yeshua, since you're only doing Aide Mesi, which is only Garmi, and the Shak, the Tur B'Shem Neto holds that Garmi is Mutter, it's fine, you're Potter. So what's the Ramah saying over the Yechayev? I feel if you could have done it in an easier way, so what? But all I did was Aide Garmi, I did a Maisa Mesi, I should be Potter. So Pelon, he blives straight. So again, what's the Ramah saying over there that you can be Chayev? It's like Shnaim Shekovlu, if we see over here that Aide Garmi, it's Mutter. So the Chayev Be'etzim is Kashi in Hebzik Nishtan, because in the Shach, because the Shach over here quotes the Mashal, that Mesira is worse than Garmi. And over there, Ramah was talking about Mesira. So, Enechanami always Garmi is Mutter, but Aide Mesira is worse. So, since Aide Mesira is worse, so Mamela, that's why. The Mice says we had that Daki Moshe. The Daki Moshe, again, who didn't have that Shach test, right? Says also the Shach, the Daki Moshe must have held that Garmi, at least by Mesira, is worse. Maybe the Daki Moshe altogether never had this hat of Gomer or Garmi, and the Ramah would be even better. But at least you see, L'chol HaPoker is that the Daki Moshe acid Aidei Mesira, even to somebody who is a Mesa. So to here, so that's why the Ramah and Siftes held that he's going to be Chayev. So it's not Shver from over here. All right, let's move on. So now you have a Chiddush Din of the Shach, that Gomer Garmi is Mota. Based on this type of diyukim, it's only osel abed biyadayim, but not aide garmi. There's a sefer chavetz in Chavetz Chaim and Hukas Lashon Hara and Klal Zayin. The Ber Mayim Chaim Sif Katan Lamed Toichad Dvarav. He says, I don't know where he got it from. Toichad Dvarav. He says also that which it says osel abed mamaynu shomaisa is only la abed, but if you're gonna not to be mazikim, to be shayma atzmai, not to be mazikim, you don't have to watch yourself. You let it just be carefree and do whatever you have to do, because such a person, you're allowed to be kilo like mazikim without a shmira, just you now be labid and be a dayim. But that would be mutter. I don't know where he got it from. I'm not exactly sure what his example is, but at least he says you don't have to watch yourself from being mazikim. As I write not, you only us labid mamayne, but more than that, you don't have to do. All right.
Well, on a technical level, this whole thing is based on, it starts to actually have fear of prison. I mean, where does it start from?
Which then of Mammon Shemaisa? It's a kavachayma. Madok you're allowed to kill him, right. So you're allowed to be mabed mamaynoi as well. That's a real kavachayma. Yeah, it's a kavachayma. So if you're allowed to do that, now you want to know me? Is it the hefker bezehava takana? Maybe on certain cases, but be say the Gemara has a kavachayma. It's a kavachayma. So if you have, so we just hold that we're chayshish for the yorshim. Well, only kosher yoshim, like Avi Mazik be dying, but like Gromis and not to watch yourself, the Ming Mazik, all that, as I we don't hold of it. All right. Now, comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Nakam over, Yeshemim, the Mutalita Mamaino la'atzmei, then Osa Ella la'abdoi. And Ella be ma'abid him, be a dying, but it's Mutta to take his money. Pashib Chad, it sounds like it means you're allowed to go over to him and just steal his money. To break the money. Right, it's mutter. So you're allowed to help. You're allowed to help yourself to his money.
Same way his life is.
Correct. Correct. You're not allowed to be mazik because it's a shadif. You're the shekel. That's in the yorshim. So on. But to take his money, it's fine. What's the Gemara's swara? The Gemara says a lashon yachin rosha v'tzadik yubash. So the Machaneh Ephraim says that mitzad him there's no isek zel, it's only mitzad the yoshim. You worry about the tzaddik being yubash. So you're the tzaddik, so you'll help yourself. So also tzaddik is going to get the money. Be that the mice is not the problem. It's problem is mitzad the yoshim. That tzaddik, I'm also a tzaddik, so I'll help myself to his money, it's fine. But to be mazik, that's the problem. That's what the Machaneh Ephraim in Kinuchotzot Sementes says. And that's basically what the Shach brings down as well. Look in Sivkot and Samak Gimel. The way he understood it meant that you're allowed to even take it and help yourself. And he says, with this interpretation, that you're allowed to help yourself, you're not allowed to. Just like you're not allowed to be mazik, you're also not allowed to steal. Not like the Rambam. However, there's a Tshuvik Sam Soifu who had a different interpretation than the Rambam. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvah, Sif Katan Dalid, I think it's Vav. There the Pesach Tshuva says, "V'ayim b'tshuva k'sam seifa shekosef shedivrei Rabbeinu Baruch shebamodachai shehu ayesh oimrim elu." This din it's coming from the Mordechai. Nuchaynim b'taimim. He likes it, not like the Shach. The kavanosei the kavachaimim mayu. It's a good kavachaimim. Hashter gufay is moto mamaynu l'koshekain. Avada you're allowed to be mazik. V'rak mishum d'ksiv v'tzadik yubash. The trick is you got to be the tzaddik harishon. He's very bekitzer. If you look inside the tshuva, the Mordechai is talking about where you already have the money. Let's say you borrowed the money. It's in your possession. You're a nifkad. You already have the money in your possession. And the shaila of giving back the money. So if dem shade, mutalita mamin elatzma, you could withhold it for yourself. You don't have to give it back because the Vasek just says it got to go towards tzaddik. You're the first tzaddik. You got the money first. So you're fine. But if you didn't get it yet and you want to help yourself to the money, that you're not allowed to do because the yoshim have a kadima. The yoshim have a greater schus and their father's money than an outsider. So then you'll have this issa also labi mamayne and who are then also ligzo mamayne. The whole Mordechai was only talking about it was already bishuscha, then you're allowed to withhold it from returning it, you're allowed to keep it because you got there first, you're the first tzaddik.
And this is only the hatzel or even it's not the hatzel?
Well, again, it's all whatever the Gemara is talking about. Like the Shach, again, we're talking about even after the Maizim is here, so it's even in Shalom, that's La'atzel. The Didan, that our Gemara is only talking about Kedei La'atzel. So L'chayr, yes, it's all this is only talking about Kedei La'atzel.
Unless you're the Nimsar yourself.
Unless you're the Nimsar yourself, correct. Because the Riff and Seattle is not talking about we already got the money. It's talking about we're trying to get the money away from them. So then you're not allowed to do it, Taka. But if you already have the money, it's Shalom about giving it back. You don't have to give it back. He skips a couple lines. So you tiny the Vadi could say, Kimli, like the Ramah. In his interpretation, it's talking about that you already had the money beheta, you don't have to give it back. But Avadi, the Tzam Seif, is also Maida, that you're now allowed to steal the money, you're now allowed to help yourself to the money if you didn't get it yet. All right, fine.
If he's
Teufis,
he has to be
involved. If he's Teufis, I guess he did it Shalei Kedin, so L'chayre should have to return. I didn't see anyone that says it, but L'chayre, then yes, you should have to return it. All right, let's move on. Sif Yudalid. Maisa.
The father's still alive.
But they have at least a schus, you know, mashir shmeah, but they have a brokar davu, they have a closest schus to it, I shouldn't say brokar because it's all yorshim, but they have a closest schus to it than any outsider. I mean, this whole thing is interesting. I mean, they have a schus, right, Rashi with Avram and Lot, he wasn't yorshit yet. Lakari, it's a chiddush, you and I wouldn't have said this. That's why you need chazal.
Lot is different. Avram didn't have Eretz Canaan yet, so it's different.
Because he didn't even have... yeah. All right, good. Mask him. Good. Sif Yudalit. Maisa mekablam edus shalei befonav. If you want to do away with a maisa, you let it be mekablam edus without him being there. Hagav, ein tzrikin lakavin edus kolkak. You don't even have to have such great edus, like mamish, a perfect. Normally, when you have dini nefoshes, you have to have drisha v'kakira. You don't, if even it's not exact, pachas ayesa, the edus stems, you already can kill him. To akronim say huadin, you let to kill him the edus of umdenus. Means you know that he's going to the Tsar to be Meisen, you know that he was talking to the Tsar, and you don't know exactly what he told the Tsar, but all you know is that after that meeting, all of a sudden, the guy was an Imzar, you could assume circumstantial evidence, you could assume that it came because of him, and he has a full-fledged din of a Meisen. Means for a Meisen, we go all the way. And if you look in the Sma, Sivkal Namadalat, he explains this from a Chuvus HaRosh. Shalosh and Chuvus HaRosh, Avi HaTur, B'Seif Zimman Zeh, V'Av Shaloi B'Shas Maisa, K'Shedon Ano'v Lo'av L'Horgu B'Yarakam, Ein Tark L'Kabal Ha'edis B'Fonav, K'Adova Yedua, Mishu Mukzak L'Maisa, Ha'akim Mekarvin O'Yisai B'Shril Hana'osan. V'Yilu Rata L'Kabal Ha'edis B'Fonav, V'Lidrish V'Laka B'Dino, you're going to do Drishas of Kiris and Edis B'Fonav, Lo'ilam Lo'yasu Lo'idin, you'll never be able to get him. K'Yinota La'idayakim, the second he sees his going to be down in front of you, he's going to snitch to the Yakim. Without any threat to his life, now that he sees that you're threatening his life, he's going to be moisi you. So the best way to do it is to take care of him. You have a bezdin shalib afonav, summary judgment, and that's it, fine. You get three guys in Makabal Edis. You see in the Paiskim all the time they had this. Makabal Edis, even if, like I said, even if it's not a perfect Drisha V'chagir, Dika Edis, if he has a din of a Moisa, you do away with him. You do whatever it takes. Yeah, Pasha's Bezin Gimel's enough. I didn't see, although you eyes are calling so far, you need Bezin of Chav Gimel. I hear. Pasha's Bezin of Gimel should be enough. I didn't see anyone says you need Chav Gimel, so I'm assuming Gimel's enough.
Right, the only thing is
that
it's a regular
din
in the
fush, the
only thing
that make
it says.
Right, I hear. Dik is a good dik, and I'll try to look into it. Now, the Chuvus Rivash, I believe it's Reish Lamed Zayin, he says that all this, all the heta, that you don't need Edus Pafanavi, you don't need a proper Jish Fakir, all that is talking about, we have a chash that he's going to do a Maisa Mesira. Even though the Chuvus Rivash is talking about after he already did the Maisa Mesira, but you're afraid that he's going to do it again, because he's Muksek. So, since he's a Sakana, so just do away with him as soon as possible. But if you have no sakana from this guy, and it's only a din, like we once mentioned from the Yamcha Shloimeh, that even when there's no more sakana, but a guy was muksak limtsa, you let it be maridim ay day grama, there, then you don't have these hatenim. Well, why should you do shalab b'fana for? Why should you not have jishuv hakakir? If you're trying to be maridim, you should be makabo edis properly, whatever it takes. There's no more hetah, there's no sakana involved, so why should you rush up the process or compromise on the process? All right. Zakta Mechab Sif Tezvot. Misha Muksak Shashloisha Pomem Masa Yisrael. He's a Muksak Nebuk that he was a Maisa. Oy Mamoinam, either he was Maisa Yisrael or he was Maisa Mamoinam, Biyarakum. Mevakshim Eitza Vitachbula Levaroi Mea Oilam. Mevakshim, whatever it takes, figure out a way how to do away with this guy.
So the Pharisee said three times.
Right.
I thought you said there's some sheet that say two times.
Correct. In Makabo 3, there's a Tashbat who brings down it to reveal the Makleka's Kaduma if it needs two or three. The Shach before said three. What's the Lamdas? The Lamdas, we know, Algamin is Makleka's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. If a Chazaka needs two times or three times, and there's a Stevis in Gemara, different halakas, and the Gemara says that by nefosh is a shani, like by a katlonis, nefosh is a shani. By normally you need a chazaka three, but by nefosh is a different. So they want to say if you're dealing with a mice and you're handling with nefoshes, so then you could be really shtel on a chazaka of two times. So that's what you need two. And the Makabo over here says you need three. In economy, maybe I'll have an answer for it shortly. Okay, hold on. But anyway, Zakhtar Ammah, Haga, what does this mean? Mevakshim Ezra Zakbulu Varma Yalam, Haga, Aide Groma. Should do it aide grama, ava bisha osr lahorgoi biyadayim, but you can kill him aide grama, maridim. That din of maridim is, he's learning it means aide grama. If you look in the smas of cotton lamed hay, levarim me'erlu my degrama afa bisha also lahargoy kain kaza b'chuvis harosh avi atur b'seif siman zeh b'shem rach the shaloi b'shas ma'isa afa bisha roksak limsar einu muta ela ayidei grama ma'ainu shemeridu naisei lebar b'sham yomus me'atzmai. Don't kill him, just put him into a pit and let him starve to death. Vimhu kvar yard b'sulam lebar me'atzmai, or let's say he's in a place that he already went into the bar, then masalkan asulam Misham, then you remove his escape, you remove his ladder, so he'll be trapped in there. There's a fire, so you make sure that he has no exit. You lock the doors that he can't get out of the fire. Whatever it takes, you should do, you could do a day grumba, but none of my be a dime. Hide the mafia, eliminate him. You're not doing a bloody murder with your hands. It's not be a dime. It's only a day grama. So you could do it. You could do whatever it takes to do a day grama. Truth be, now this is really a chuvus of Russia says you could do a day akum. Truth be told, it's not so simple. I didn't have time really to look into this, but I don't. Amaratis, I don't really understand this. You're not allowed to kill him by a dime. You're not allowed to do a day grama. It means the din maridim of a mice is only a day grama. So what should I do? I should get the mafia to wipe him out. What's the heter for the mafia to kill him by yadayim? Madoch. I'm not even sure a guy ever has a heter to be matel or with benafshe shoreida for Yisrael. I don't know if those dinim apply that a guy is allowed to kill a yid. But I'm feeling to him, yeah, a regular din reidif, yes, he's also allowed to kill. But this guy was a meiser who was saying that even we're not allowed to kill him by yadayim. We only have a heter to kill him by yaday grama. So Kolshik and a goy shouldn't be able to kill him Haidei Yedayim, only Haidei Grama, whatever that is. So how could I hire a goy to kill him? L'chayra, the goy is going to be over Chulila Ritzika without a hetta, and I'm over Lifneiva. Why not? I'm causing the goy to be over Nisa Ritzika. He has no rishus to kill him, because I don't have rishus to kill him, so how could he have rishus to kill him? He can't be any better than the Yid. So if the Yid has no het to take, I mean, there's still a parish of Leisitzach on this guy. It's just that you don't have a din of Atzala on the guy. You figure any which way to get her, so you don't have Leisam Adam Reyecha on the guy. Good. But Yizikah still have a Ritzika on him, so the guy should also have Issa Ritzika on him. So how could the guy kill him? So otherwise, the guy can't go. So Bishleimah, the Chuber Gaila and others bring down that the Rashba himself says the Rashba, Meisin, the Beragal, if you look, that second star, but take a drum, it says the cause of Rashba, Shoshorach Lakak made Sarfas, a moist echo, Shahira, Rabbin Yoyna, Benachi, Ovif Shola, Rabbin Yoyna, Kosazal, Rashba, the Melech Shukhaiv, Misa, Vitiva, Melech Lahorgoi. Bishlam over there, that the Rashba and Rabbin Yoyna himself sent a message to the king to go, do away with the guy. The king had not worried about it, because Batim, the king has a correct din in the Machusadina. So if that's what the king thinks is the right thing to do, there's a return, but Matsiol, the din of Machusadina works even to kill people. So, you know, that's his territory, Belazar Reb Shimon, so we can give an Ezok, so he's not even here, so I'm not doing a bit, I'm only doing a grammar, else it's Gavaldik. But the case of it doesn't sound like you're doing a bit Melech, you're just hiring the mafia, Ideakim, whatever it takes, you're hiring, you know, 2 6-by-6 people, and that's not a problem. So what's going on? The guy should be having his servitzi, because I should be having Lufneiva. I didn't see anyone who asked a shayla, I really didn't have any time, I just thought of the shayla tonight. Yeah, we kind of killed the Moise. So really, so what's the case? So let's continue. I am pretty sure. See, let me just right away make a chalak. A Moise on the way to do a Moise Messiah has a din of a right if you're allowed to kill him. He's supposed to kill him. What we're talking about is someone who's not on the way to do Messiah. He was just Muxak Limsar. He did it 3 times. There, the Ramah is saying that you shouldn't do it by a dime. You should only do it Ayidei Grama. And even this is not Pasha, because if you look at the smak continues, Vayim Prisha, Visham Kasafti, Diladasa, Rambav, Rabbein Oshamil O'Neil, Mutu, Laharga, Afilu, B'yadayim, Lashar, Shok, Saklius, Maisa, Gimma, Pomem, Vafilu, Shalai, B'shas, Maisa. That even this type of a Maisa, you're allowed to kill him, B'yadayim. And really, Bemis, it's a Mashmaisa we had in the Machabin, Sefir Aleph. Over there it says, Osa, Maisa, Shazomam, Amasa, Osa, Laharga, Elam, Kain, Hoksak, Limsor, Shareza, Yoharek, Shema, Yimsa, Acherim. Someone who's Muxik Limsa is always like he's Hoylech Limsa, because we always know that he's on the way. You see this guy is a public menace. You see that he's always holding by being Maisa, so you know tomorrow's going to be Maisa somebody else, so you're allowed to kill him. It's always like Lefnei Maisa Masira, so you're allowed to kill him even be a dayim. And that's what the Shach over there points out in Sivkat Numvav. He brings many rais that you're allowed to kill a Maisa who's Muxik even be a dayim. So this Ramah that says you only do it garmi is not partial at all. It's a makloikas yishanim. Even the Tshuva Zarash that he's quoting really is not mashma. You have to look at Tshuva Zarash. Rosh just quoted b'shem the Rabbeinu Kanano. But whether the Rosh himself holds like that, it's Yitok. If you look in the Tshuva, the Rosh holds avadi allowed to kill him even be a dime. So this whole, if you look at the Shach says that Bamish jumps on the Ramah like this. Look at the Shach and Sivkot Misamak Vav. He also says be'emes eno kanami ken kosav atur tshuva zarash b'shem Rabbeinu Kanano. Avotema larav the Ramah shekosa came b'pshitas. How could the Ramah just say like this is a pshat that they only could do that day grama? Shem medivra mechabel el sefir aleph mavur sheyesh laharga. You're supposed to kill him. It doesn't say alti day grami. You're supposed to kill him. It means kill him b'yadayim too. V'chein evesi el sefkam nun vav shudas harama v'rashbo v'shahar b'poiskim v'evesi rayis lo divrei ma'insham. So avadi allowed to kill the guy even b'yadayim if he's hooked sick. So Rishak argues with this Ramah, which is Poshep Shat of Mechaba. A doichik chilek to be miyash of the two is that we once had a Yamsha Shloima. I mentioned this, that Yamsha Shloima holds that Ad Kan, you kill the guy Biyadayim if he's on the way to do a Maisa Mezira, or if he's hooks a glimpse, so you know tomorrow he's going to do a Maisa Mezira. So it's like he's on the way. But what happened is someone who was hooks a glimpse of because he always had a position in the government, where he was wealthy. And now he no longer has that position, where he lost his money. So he no longer is influential. You don't have to be scared about this guy. He's harmless. His clothes were taken out. You don't have to be scared of him anymore. So now you don't have this het of the Rambam that he's like a roid, if he's hoylech lim sashem yim zachem, he's supposed to kill him. And for then, Zegen state in the Yam Shishleim that you're still allowed to kill him ayidei groma because he has a din of maridim. He lost his right to live. You don't have to save the guy. Ayidei groma, you're allowed to kill him. So it could be that that's right over here. What we're talking about over here is not somebody. It's not somebody who is muksak limsa, who's actually en route or is going to kill tomorrow, because that ain't a climate of machabe sense of yiral of yiral kum biyadayim. What we're talking about over here is just somebody who's muksak limsa, even though he no longer has the ability to kill anymore, but that alone, by virtue that he was already muksak limsa, you're allowed to kill him, but only ayidei groma. Not to save. You're not doing it to save. You still want to kill him because he has no right to live anymore because he's a maisa. Such a person shouldn't be living. So someone who's a maisa, you're allowed to kill aidei maridim aidei agroma. It's I'm asking it's a hamasa, it's a shikoh chosim and a sefer, but to be miyash of the two, at least that's what the Yamsha Shloima holds, that if you have no more achshash, then this din applies that you're allowed to kill him aidei agroma.
That is a marker.
By a guy, normally by a year it's even the Chariv the Nara out Messiah, but by a guy it's only by Trey of the Nara. Ask him. They'll do both. They're going to do the another guy anyway. Because had I not said, they wouldn't have done this guy. They killed 10 a day, but now they give him another one, so now they're killing 11th. They're killing an extra guy that they wouldn't have killed. Every mice is another mice Ratzika. This guy, they shouldn't have. I don't have time. I'm sorry. You know, Matzah Shabbos is very short. I don't have time to look into this, but by me, it's a shtekel chiddush. What's going on?
You know, I was thinking that maybe it's mitzvah the horeg that it's not such a good idea to get into the habit of killing people. So this matzah, we want you to do it only like day groma. So, but for the mafia, they're already moves up to be horegim. So it doesn't matter to me.
I can hear that type of sorrow. Right, we had once this type of a sorrow. I mentioned to you the Meiri, that the Meiri said that Bizmanenu, that Yarakim Tekifa Aleinu, it's not a good idea to kill Maisrim because eventually the Matzo, eventually this guy who killed the Maisrim is going to be killed, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Chofetz, but Mises Harishoyim, if afterwards there's going to be a Mises Tzadikim. And this week I saw, I was always wondering where maybe come from, maybe it's just a nice word, you know, it's time in a suga. But I saw Yom Shishloim, how he touched the suga, the Miri's on, and now I'm pretty sure that that's what the Miri is doing, he's touching the suga. It says that the Rav Kahana killed the Moisa. And then Rav Kahana said he's scared of the government, so Rav told him to go down to Bavel and learn by Rabbi Yechanan, but not to frag up Rabbi Yechanan for 7 years. So I do it was just an Eitz HaTeva. The Amshe Shleiman learned that it was Bateris Tshuva. They should go into Golas and should keep his whatever quiet for 7 years. Kilo, that was a Tshuva, Kapara for what he did. Has to be touched to Gemara. I never touched to Gemara like that. I didn't see we got in the Gemara. And then the Amshe Shleiman said, why is he need Kapara? He did a great thing. Rav even told him, Shkoyek for killing the Maisi. He did a good idea. So Yam Shalim is bothered. Rav Shalim first thought was he shouldn't have killed him in front of Rav. Rav should have killed him. He did not marry halakha lefnei Rabbi, like Pinchas with Moshe. Then he says the second var is that since Malchus over there were kapti and they're going to kill if you kill the Moshe, so he shouldn't have risked his own life to kill the Moshe. You shouldn't be doing that. So that's why he had to do tshuva. So Yam Shalim says, and the Mir is on that gemara. Since you're talking, the Mir learned the gemara like that too. If Pratis it's taki, you need a kapara. You shouldn't be risking your own life. The only thing, but if you're right. So then even a regular Maisa shouldn't be doing it. Like Rav Kahane needed to have tshuva even by a regular Maisa. Elamai, the Malch, you don't have... No mother shock. What, is there a sakana to yourself or not? If there's a sakana to yourself, then even a regular Maisa shouldn't be doing it. And if you don't have a sakana to yourself, then you should be... Even this type of Maisa, you should be...
Sometimes you got to do it on the spot. You don't have time to do gromas. You don't wait for groma, you do it. But if you can do it, groma.
I mean, the guy's a muktzik. So you're telling me that the chilek is not between on the way or a guy who's muktzik limsa. It's just balabat. Someone who's muktzik limsa sounds like you have time till he's going to concoct his next maisa mesira. But if someone who's aimi limsa, he's mamish holding by it, so you don't have this time. I hear.
You're saying something
else. Not at sakon. I hear. Okay. Fine.
No.
All right. Very good. Let's move on because we're running out of time. I really want to finish this sermon. Misha medaber b'fnei kahal ve'ed the diver mesiris. La'yedei zeh nishma l'sar v'garim hezek ava bisha ein le'din moser. He had no intent to do a ma'aseh mesira. He wasn't even doing a ma'aseh mesira. But at a party or whatever, he was at a shul kiddush and whatever, in the mikveh, he was like memesh talking out loud, and somehow the word traveled and got into a ma'aseh mesira. Ein lo din maser mekomak ma'anishin oisay lefi ro'is ein adayonim. Not exactly sure what the case is. If you look in the Goyin Sekom Pehei, he says the reason why you're allowed to be manishim is kanal sif yud bey is a kol ha-meitza hatziba. Anyone who is a public menace, even then a maisa mesir. So even though he doesn't have a shame maisa, but he did something that jeopardized the safety of a tzibur, even though over here it doesn't say that it was a tzibur who has been endangered. Just a mishra dam if nekav eidah, maybe he's talking about a yachid. So I'm not sure. V'chein, he said, the reason why you're punishing for new din, you exercise the din of mishum migda milsa simin beis is a blank check to dayan v'chach me'adar that mishum migda milsa that allowed to do whatever they want, even if it's killing a guy manish and I say whatever it takes, it's migda milsa. Okay, well, I'm not exactly sure the case. Next case in Ramah, mishra shalach shliach limsar, and someone sent a shliach to be maisa. And a shliach hooks a glass ice. If you know you can rely on the shliach that he's going to carry through with your tzivoy, chayiv a mashalcha. The mashalcha is chayiv ve'in loyma, and you can't hide behind the halacha of ein shliach ledvar avera. Hov hooks a bekak. Since he's mukzik, he's going to do this. You don't have the heta of ein shliach ledvar avera. Someone does want to do a ma'aseh mesira, let's say going to court, it's a ma'aseh mesira, or telling I didn't do it, I just told my lawyer to do it. The lawyer did it. Don't blame me. It's ain't shliach ledvar avera. It's not me. It's the lawyer. It's ma'aseh b'chayyam. I didn't. It's my lawyer. So you say that if the lawyer would be hooks the glass slices, he's a guy, whatever, he's hooks the glass slices, then you're chayiv. You don't have the head of ain't shliach ledvar avera over here. Now the shach jumps on this halach and he doesn't understand this. From the Ramah, it seems it's a straightforward din. Normally, the halacha ain't shliach ledvar avera. And what's the reason? Because divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimim shouldn't have listened to me. But if he's hooksak lachak, you know he's going to listen. You don't have this het of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud. And memela yizyei shliach ledvar avera b'chay gavna. So that's what the shach jumps. Din zeh, look in Sifkan Tzamek Zayin. Din zeh shekoso a Rav a Rash Batz, Tatash Batz, loy nihirali. Vizeh loshin a Rash Batz, loy teim ain't shliach ledvar avera. The Shach goes on to prove, but he says there's no such het. Even if, I don't have time to be arikas, but even if a person is muksak limsar, muksak to carry out whatever the ma'aseh is, to do this avera, the Shach holds that still we invoke the principle of ancient dictative avera, and therefore he argues with the Ramah, and he holds that the mishalek will be potter. There is a halacha that if you mishalek somebody to kill somebody, Reuven is mishalek Shimon to kill Levi, and he does it, even though it's ancient lichtav avera, but Reuven's chayv bedini shemayim. But to be mechayv in bedini adam, that's ancient lichtav avera.
He sends a yid
or a guy, even a guy.
Still say
Even a guy who's muktzah doesn't make a difference. The shach holds that you don't have this thing. Even a guy who's alive by chiyuv, he goes into the sugya of shlichus alive by chiyuv, yiboyavi, yiboylova, it doesn't make a difference. Ain shlich ledvar aveir. Towards the end, he says that the Teshbats had another svara. He says, oydesh lechayvu kilu masrei ala anas atzmai. It's mamish like you gave it to the anas himself. Eino nutzrichen lovel lov medin shliach. Shekeven shehukzek hazokein. Since the person you're telling to is this shliach is huksak that he's going to carry it through to the next step, so it's like one big, that is mesira. Mesira is you do something that ultimately this guy is going to be caught. So that is the mesira. That's how the Tashbat says. But anyway, but the shach argues beside luchayah, and Raman holds that it's not all shlichas. If you look, the Piskei Tshuva. All right, there's an Arichas here, but the Piskei Tshuva brings down the the Ksais also goes with the Shach. That's the automatic entry to Varveh. But he brings down the Tshuvas Shvus Yankiv, the Daito Krama. Because Allah Shach Shein Dvar Mechrochim, the Einshom Oid Oid is Echad Shesholak Laakim Levaish Chaver Barabim Vechenosa Mekoyin Sinol Nsoi Kilu Biish Baatzmoi or Einshom Oid Dvaver Vehelo the Chayv Meshalei Echad Akim the Shlik Labrach Yuvahu. So Vaitzi we say Yeshlichus. And then he goes on. He says at the end, "Mekoshken letavas al ze al tahavi becham masa shem masa gufu letzair levayshu berabim v'dino chama v'yesh lebezin lekansay." So he holds like the Rama. If you look, the Chuvus Sam, he continued Chuvus Sam Soy for the same thing. Gam kein nearly diver Rama amitim lahalacha akloim yatamei shal tashbats alu gufa imasa. This is the ma'aseh mesira. Shrei masa chaver bi'ananas mali anes Yisrael mali anes akum. It doesn't make a difference. Ela demalshin la'akum anes is chayv afilu lamasa ela mamoinay the mameila havelin nefashus k'tay michma. Mashenkin Marshal Lisrael, Dafka Moise Gufulanis is going to be Chayev, but not Moise Moment. Vaokhash, Shemosle Yisrael, Ha Moise Lakam, that's worse, Omapilu Lote Michma, Rishon Atzmei Mosu, Filo Yasa Ayede, it's a Taysef Ayede, Gromma de Gromma, Vishlik, Vishlik, Vrav Moise Mlishulti, he says, Hagabas, every Moise, what's a Moise? I told the government, you think the king himself is punishing the guy? Rav Moise Mlishulti, Ms. Akam, Inna Shultim, Baat Moise Moise, Alayde, Zem, Ms. Taif, Ade Shluko, Mikomok, Havali Mosa, Vuadin Hok. So after Piskei Tshuva, the Tamei Shulizke, the Svar Zu, this last Svar that your mom is like a Moisa, is good for the Svar because of Hashbats Atzmei Vuvishach. The Tashbats had two Svaras, Al Shlichus and Al Tzmeisa. So the Chzamzeva likes the second Shabbat, but the Chzamzeva is Mechadish on himself, is really the Tashbats Svarah, that this is good for part of the Maisa Mesira. Now, take a draw with the Chzamzeva is Mechalik between a Yid and a Goy, that if a Goy you have a Shem Maisa, even if you're Maisa Mamen, and by Yiddish or Anis, you only have a Shem Maisa if you're Maisa Gufa, but not Maisa Mamainoi, that we had a Ramam and Hokus Chuvul Chesis Faket. The Ramam over there, I think, is Per Gimel. Halachim. I don't know, Yidali, I don't remember exactly. But over there, when he says, Ein lo chelek le'olam haba, he says, Sai if you moisa momin to a Yid, a Anis, Sai if you moisa to a Goy. He says both. It means even moisa momin to Yisrael, or Yisrael, Anis, is Ein lo chelek le'olam haba. So, look here, you have a full-fledged of a moisa, l'gabi chiyuvim, l'gabi everything else as well. But all right. Okay, let's continue. So the bottom line is that the Achreinim, they basically go that you're going to be Chayiv because Alts Mesir. Not as Ramos for Archlikas, but Alts Mesir. V'cheinim Mose Shtar Peru La'akim. If you gave over Shtar Peru La'akim, it was already paid up. V'yedeya she'itnu l'sar v'yikav Yisrael l'frei. You know that he's going to give it over to the Malva, the Goy, and he's going to collect the second Sheinis, he's going to collect it a second time. Chayiv l'shalem. You're Chayiv to pay. That's Kufal Tzgarmi. You're also a Maisa. It's like a Maisa Tzgarmi. So the Shach and Sefer and we don't have the next page, but he holds that Avada, this cannot be Garmi, because Garmi has to be Mamish Miyad, and by me giving over the Shtar, it's not Miyad, he's going to then decide, maybe we'll collect from it, so it's not Miyad, so he holds that it's not Garmi, and Betzim, it's a Rajba, he quotes, which is in Shimpei Vav, the Ramah brings down, if you give over a Shtar, which is ready Perua, to a Malvo, and he collects a second time, you're not Chai for Garmi, because it's not Miyad, it's Grama, but it's not Garmi. So Maisa the Ramah over here also.
That's called Moser?
So even if you give it Biyarakim, it says over there, you're only Groma, you're not Garmi. So the Shaila is, and the Shaka is, so what's the difference between this and the Rajba? Maisa Chuvus Divrei Chaim and Chelek Aleph, Cheshmish Vesimimem, is Mechalat. That if you go give it over to a regular guy, so maybe he'll collect, maybe he won't. So it's not Miyad, it's not Bari Ezekah, so you're not going to be Chayvaz Garmi. But if you give it over to somebody who's Muksik, To being honest, a goy, it's all over. You give it to a sar, you know it's all over. You know he's going to collect from it. So that's like a maisa miyad, like a maisa mesira. And that's basically what the goyin says in Pezayin as well. He brings down, he says, V'rashbo, chelik al zeh, good. He says, V'linira. He's not saying the tie chapter Rashba, but he's saying himself, he holds it, it's Ramah. V'linira, d'amara mamun chaveru, v'umas, giving it over and giving him a mock and where to collect the chayv a second time, that's gufa maisa mesira. And yet we see when you're made edus, you're considered a maisa. So the guy in paskins like this Ramah, the Ravadi, you're going to be chayv. So you're giving over something which is proved to a guy, it's going to be chayv. I know I'm rushing here, but I'm just trying to fear us. Let's hop around one more halacha tezayin. Whatever you hide the mafia, it costed $25,000 to eliminate the guy. So hitzoy she'asu levar ha'maisa kol adarim be'ir chayovim lefroya behem. Afil oisim she'imperium mas b'makam acher. Anyone in the city, since anyone in the city was vulnerable to be nimsar, so it's basically it's a tzorich for everyone. So if someone lays out the funds to kill the maisa, he can now collect it from the entire city to pay their chaylik, to contribute their chaylik, because betzim it's a din on everyone, the schaivus, the achrayus is on everyone. Okay, there's a lot here, more, but not enough to another share. We're going to stop here. But just to be Messiah, Moisa was a geshmak inyan. Remember, there are, I think, five inyanim of Moisa. Someone who's a Moisa has an oror, makarei b'seisa. Second, he's over a lav l'selich rochel. Third of all, he's chayv for all his actions, al tzkarmi. Fourth of all, on the way to do a maisa mesira, you're allowed to kill him. And even afterwards, if he's muksik, you're allowed to kill him. Either if he's going to continue to do it, you're allowed to kill him. Pashas to be a daim, there must be only a maridim. Maybe that's only talking about where he's not. Even if he's not going to kill anyone further, you're still allowed to kill him ayidei grama. And the fifth thing, which is maybe the most common, is ein lechelek lein lemabo. It's a very powerful thing. It's... we had different heterim, if it's bedin or whatever it was. But b'yisoy, the gisha, I think everyone developed a different type of a gisha. We would talk about calling the cops or doing something like that, or going to the township or the DA. I think we all developed a sensitivity to this, that we're playing with fire, we're playing with Olam Haba.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.